Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, a Horse, Dr. Mike Roizen, as your host on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. Our sponsors, as usual, LifeFirstNaturals.com, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both TrueBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Bovine Colostrum, an excellent source for those with that bloating feeling and abdominal discomfort that accompanies irritable bowel syndrome and that occurs sometimes after you are really in vigorous exercise or in preventing the common upper respiratory infections, that is Bovine Colostrum. And, of course, LongevityPlaybook.com, our website where you can sign up for the free newsletter at LongevityPlaybook.com. Today's top stories are not as great for some reason this week, but I'm going to also give you my take on what amount of protein you should have and where that data comes from based on four or five recent studies. Elevated rates of cardiovascular events and deaths for adults diagnosed with syphilis. Why are we going over this? Well, it turns out the greatest increase in syphilis is occurring this year and for all sexual transmitted diseases in people over the age of 50 who are no longer mutually monogamous. And syphilis increases your rates of heart failure, increases your rate of atrial fibrillation, increases your risk of aortic valve disease, and even of heart attack, all by about 80%. That's huge. What's the message? If you're going to be sexually active and with more than a mutually monogamous partner, and even if you have a mutually monogamous partner, you should get a syphilis test. That's why they do that for people who are getting married. But in any case, if you're getting that, and you want to make sure you do sex safely, which means using a condom or other protection, or making sure you get tested and your partners get tested for sexually transmitted diseases. And they say, how can we do that when it's so spontaneous? How do we want it spontaneous? Yeah, but safety is important. So make sure you get tested with some regularity so that we can treat these diseases if they show up. And there are now blood tests for most of these diseases. Heart failure is more common complication than stroke in people with atrial fibrillation. This brings back the most important thing about atrial fibrillation. If you have it, get treated fast. That means get an ablation fast or get to a physician who's an expert in atrial fibrillation because you want to get rid of it quickly. And it is rhythm control is more important than rate control, we've found. What does we mean by that? Well, there are two ways of treating atrial fibrillation, just slowing the heart rate, even though it's in atrial fibrillation. That's called rate control, or getting rid of the atrial fibrillation with drugs or an ablation procedure, and there are better ablation procedures all the time. And that is very important at preventing both stroke and preventing, it turns out, heart failure. With this, we commonly see a atrial appendage occlusion so that if the heart failure occurs, you don't get a stroke. But that doesn't take account of the increased risk of heart failure. And that's the most common complication, it turns out, of atrial fibrillation in this large Danish study. Another interesting study is the major benefit of time-restricted eating. You know, that eating in an 8-hour window or 6-hour window and not eating during the rest of the day. It turns out the most important thing is actually decreasing calorie intake. By eating in a time-restricted fashion, A major benefit is that it's easier to restrict calories. This was the result of a randomized controlled trial which reduced calories and had people stay on that reduction versus a group that was time restricted with the same number of calories. Some things that are disturbing in the news. Medicare authorities ignored the expert advice to cut tests for transplant patients. I think that's a good thing. Medicare physicians use their own judgment rather than that of some contractors who wanted to earn money by the cutting of tests and them getting a percent of the savings. Another thing is the embattled drug discount dispute process gets HHS facelift. This is important, and you may not understand this. 340B programs are special programs that allow low-income and rural facilities, that is, facilities that serve mainly low-income patients and in rural areas, to provide drugs and medicines at the cost of the drug makers. And obviously, drug makers object to this all the time, but that's why you need a dispute resolution process. And this is really important with semaglutide and drugs with obesity in the poor areas and in rural areas. Why is this so important in poor areas? Well, it is that when food insecurity occurs, people bulk up on foods that aren't healthy, and they crave foods even more to make sure they're not short of it. But in fact, that gets them obesity. And it's common in the poor areas as well as in rural areas. And semaglutide, also known as Ozempic and Wegovy, and Mounjaro, known as Mounjaro and Zepbound, are expensive. But in the special drug discount program that Medicare has, they are much less expensive, and the problem is you have to get those programs up and running, and if you're a small practice or a small hospital that's under a lot of pressure financially, the 340B programs, it's a special program, 340B, may not be easy to obtain, and obviously the drug companies have much bigger legal budgets than a small hospital or a practice or a family health center, poor or rural area. Well, HHS has provided a much better way for resolving the disputes, and that's really good news. So those are the big news stories of the week. Some of those don't pertain to you other than the time-restricted eating. Remember, its major benefit is in decrease calories, and if you get atrial fibrillation, get to a hospital fast or get to a practitioner fast who will treat you to get rid of the rhythm, not just the rate slowing, but the rhythm slowing. That preserves you from getting a stroke and prevents you from developing heart failure, which is the major common complication in atrial fibrillation. Now I want to do one more thing, and that is talk about my take on protein intake. And there are four studies recently, two of which came out and said, oh, you don't want much protein because you'll turn on genes that cause growth, and that's not good for you. The other study by Longo and study in the Nurses' Health study showed that those over 50 who ate the most protein did better. How do you resolve this? Well, it really is that for 23 to 26 days a month, depending on whether it's a 28 or 31-day month, you want a high-protein diet. That is, you want 1 gram of protein per pound of weight. Remember, under the age of 50, the traditional recommendation is 1 gram of protein per 2 pounds of weight. So if you will, the normal 150-pound person would have 75 or less grams of protein. Now we're saying we want to double that if you're over the age of 50 for 23 to 26 days a week. That's tough. And cut down on it to no protein 5 days a month, because that's how you recycle those genes. So it's that alternating that fools the body into both recycling its old proteins and building muscle that prevents frailty and prevents falls and prevents the damage from falls and from frailty as you get older. That's how I do it. And you say, how do you do that? Well, egg white veggie omelet in the morning, or salmon burger as the first thing with some peanuts and maybe another salmon burger, or if you will, albacore tuna or something in the mid-afternoon. Every 4 hours you need the protein. And then at dinner, a healthy piece of chicken or fish or a lot of legumes, including beans and chia seeds and quinoa. Those are the ways of doing it. But calculate it yourself. Remember, you want food to be a relationship, just like a marriage. You wouldn't marry someone who's trying to kill you every day. You shouldn't eat food that's trying to kill you every day. You want to eat food you love and that loves you back. So that's my story on how I eat protein and what I think it should be. A lot of protein, 23 to 26 days of the month, virtually none for 5 days of the month. And hopefully you'll reset your genes and aging patterns with that, as well as avoid frailty. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD. This is 1203 A. The A is the latest medical news of the week. The B segment this week, The Genius of Empathy with Judy Orloff, a best-selling author as well as a faculty member, clinical faculty member at UCLA Medical School, and a real pro on empathy and why you should be empathetic not only towards others, but to yourself. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. And remember, we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of both TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to see the data on why they're so good, or why at least I believe they're so good for each of us. And secondly, from longevityplaybook.com, sign up for their newsletter at longevityplaybook.com. Free newsletter once a week with a great cartoon. I love the cartoons. Thanks very much for listening. Remember to tune in the B segment, 1203B, with Judy Orloff, The Genius of Empathy. Thanks again.